incumbent Jeff Watson, NDP candidate Tracy Ramsey, and our Liberal candidate Audrey Festeriga. Let's get back to your calls here on AM 800. And I appreciate all of the callers' patience. I know you wait a long time to get on, and we had immediate response, and we love that you are interested, and we want to take all of your calls. Pam's up next. Hi, Pam.
Oh, good morning. I would like to know from each candidate whether or not she or he supports Jeff Durham's petition to Parliament regarding recognition of preborn victims of crime, preborn children who were harmed or killed during attacks against their mothers. And could I start with Jeff, please?
Sure.
Pam, thank you for your call. Thank you for raising what is an important criminal justice matter. We're talking, of course, about the local incident involving the murder of Cassandra Cake, but also her unborn daughter, Molly, in a very brutal double murder. In 2008, Parliament looked at this issue. A private member's bill was brought forward, C-484. Ken Epp was the sponsoring member, Conservative MP at the time, who has subsequently retired. He brought forward a bill to address this. So in the instance where a pregnant woman known to be pregnant, and I think by 7 months, in many cases, it's obvious to be known to be pregnant. If a crime was committed, a murder was committed against the unborn baby, that it would constitute a second charge for murder. I supported that bill. I think as a criminal justice measure, that matters. Of course, the fate of the bill ultimately got mired in the quagmire of abortion politics, and wrongly, the bill was constructed. In fact, it had explicit prohibitions that it did not apply in the voluntary choice of a woman to seek out an abortion. So abortion rights in that sense were preserved. This would simply be a matter of criminal justice where the offense is committed against a woman known to be pregnant, causing the death of that unborn baby. So, you know, I support the matter. I also understand Jeff Durham has reached out to me personally on this matter, seeking support for it. And, of course, I would be very supportive. We're looking, of course, for the not only the community, but Canadians, broadly speaking, to speak up on matters like this as well in order to see things like this be addressed in Parliament.
Tracy, you wanted to comment next?
Yeah, my heart breaks for this family. And, you know, this is a criminal justice matter, and it is about the epidemic of violence against women that ultimately results in their death. And we've seen this rise in, you know, violence against women who are pregnant. Of course, we had the Loretta Saunders case locally as well, not so long ago. And we're deeply committed to launching a national action plan to end violence against women. We have to support women in our communities that feel that they are in threat of violence in some way. We have to make sure that women have shelter programs available to them, affordable housing. And this is really about leadership. You know, it's making sure that we protect women in our communities. I know that Jeff voted against a national action plan to address the issue of violence against women. And we recognize that this is incredibly important, that we have something happening in our country that needs to be investigated. And in specific, in our first 100 days, we're going to call an inquiry into the missing and murdered Indigenous women in our country that the Conservative government has failed to do. The NDP is all about standing up for women, standing against violence against women, and really looking into how we can address this issue nationally. And first of all, by calling those inquiries, by making a plan, by saying that we're going to address these issues in our community to protect those who are vulnerable to violence.
I believe the question, though, is whether you would support an unborn victims of crime bill and the second separate charge of murder against an unborn baby in the case where a murder is committed against a pregnant woman known to be pregnant and resulting in the murder and the death of that child. The question, Ms. Ramsey, is whether you would support that bill.
So That particular bill, I would need to look at that bill and read it through, but clearly it didn't pass through the House of Commons, which leads me to believe that there were pieces of that that you addressed yourself that were trying to open the abortion
and went to
debate inside of our country, which is not a debate that your government, your prime minister, is willing to open.
That bill
so
actually passed.
We absolutely support families who find themselves victims of violence in our community. We do not want women to be without supports in our community. And so we, again, are looking at shelter. We're going to restore the shelter enhancement, looking at affordable housing and having an inquiry and an actual plan to address ending violence against women.
I want to jump in as well, Pam. I extend my sympathies to the family. As a wife and a mother, I find that type of criminal behavior absolutely abhorrent. And to answer the question, the criminal justice system in sentencing does take into consideration the victims. I do want to indicate, though, too, that the Liberal Party will give more support to survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, sexual harassment, and ensure that more perpetrators are brought to justice. Far too many Canadians, and they're overwhelmingly women, sexual violence, sexual harassment, and intimate partner violence are real threats. Many survivors choose not to report these incidents to police, and the conviction rates are low. We are going to work together with experts, advocates. We will develop and implement a comprehensive federal gender violence strategy and action plan aligned with the existing provincial strategies. So we also are going to ensure that no one fleeing domestic violence is left without a place to turn. We will increase investments in growing and maintaining Canada's network of shelters and transition houses as part of our broader investment in social infrastructure. We'll also amend the criminal code to reverse onus on bail for those with previous convictions of intimate partner violence. We will specify that intimate partner violence be considered an aggravating factor at sentencing and increase the maximum sentence for repeat offenders. We absolutely will work together with the provinces to ensure that the public service, the RCMP, Canadian Armed Forces, are workplaces free from harassment and sexual violence. We will also review the current gender and culturally sensitive training policies for federal frontline law enforcement officers to ensure that they are strong and effective. We will also immediately launch a national public inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in Canada.
On the broader issue of violence against women, family violence and abuse, NDP and Liberal MPs voted against a $100 million action plan to tackle precisely that. And in addition, opposed an action plan to address family violence and violent crimes against Aboriginal women and girls that do very much those things. They break into generational cycles of violence and abuse, engaging men, empowering women and girls to denounce and prevent violence, providing victim services, ongoing funding.
So, Jeff, why has your government failed to
shelters,
do an inquiry into
Ms.
the murdered and missing Indigenous
Ms. Ramsey,
women? Why has your government
Ms.
failed?
Ms. Ramsey. But the question here was whether the NDP or Liberals would support an unborn victims of crime bill. The answer, very clearly, is no, they would not.
Okay. We have to take a break for a news update. Back on the other side, Catherine, Tim, and Margaret coming up next here on AM 800, where it's 11:30.